Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 8, 1804, day 118 of the expedition. Camped on Boat Island. Boat Island, later known as Chico or Strelo Island on the Gregory-Charles Mix County line, is no longer on the map. The party is now totally inside the present state of South Dakota.
Set out early and proceeded on under a gentle breeze from the southeast. At 3 miles, past the house of Truteau, where he wintered in 96, called the Pawnee House. Past 3 small islands at about 5 miles on this course. Here Captain Lewis killed a buffalo in the river and the men another. Came to on the lower point of an island in the middle of the river called Boat Island and encamped. Jerked the meat we killed today, consisting of 2 buffalo, 1 large buck elk, 1 small, 4 deer, 3 turkeys, and a squirrel. Captain William Clark, September 8, 1804.
Clark has mentioned this was a land of plenty, and today's kill substantiates this. The man Truteau, referred to in this entry, was Jean-Baptiste Truteau. He served as a schoolmaster in St. Louis for many years and made trips into Indian Territory for 26 of those years. He could converse in the languages of several river tribes. In 1794, he headed an expedition of explorers from St. Louis in an attempt to reach the Mandan villages, having been appointed by the Spanish lieutenant governor. Lewis and Clark apparently had portions of Truteau's journal from that trip with them. The Sioux blocked Truteau from reaching the Mandans, so he wintered at the place named here. Sergeant Gass wrote in his journal today that he went out with one of the men who had killed the buffalo and left his hat to keep off the vermin and beasts of prey. But when they came back to the place, they found the wolves had devoured the carcass and carried off the calf. Tomorrow, 4 buffalo killed.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.